You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, here we are. It's a quickie. The WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz for an hour. Well, an hour wouldn't be a quickie, really.
It certainly wouldn't. That's a marathon.
Yeah, that'd be a very long time. Ike, how you feeling, brother? An hour? Holy moly.
Man,
I can go to the store.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, man.
I'm feeling, I was going to say I'm feeling great, Spike. I am feeling great personally.
Yes, yeah.
That loss sucked.
I mean, they lost.
Yeah, that loss sucked.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good. It's hump day, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is a Wednesday.
We're sandwiched in between a doubleheader.
Yep.
And so we're getting the outgoing crowd and the ingoing crowd for the next game.
Yep.
I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to this game. Christopher Sanchez, he has become, for me, one of the must-see guys.
Chris Sanchez is a must-see?
I'm getting in there. Yeah, okay. Lefty.
Oh, it's about time. I feel like he gave me a lot of crap for being pro Sanchez.
I did. It took me a while to get there.
Nice.
It took me a while. It took me maybe a bet to finally just go ahead and lock all the way.
Oh, here we go. What'd you get in Cy Young odds at?
Yeah. It's plus 2,200.
Not bad.
I'm all the way in. Holler at your boy, Fritzy.
Come on, Fritz. Holler at him.
That was a for a loss. That's the positives in that game.
Oh, there it is.
First off, they did fight back from 6-0 in the first game of a doubleheader.
It actually felt a little bit like a game from the first couple of months of last year. That's how it felt to me. That, like, last year, they had those games where they would fight back where you didn't expect them to do so when they're on that run. That it sort of felt like that. You know?
And we'll get into the Abel thing. Like, if they have a good starting pitcher, maybe that goes a different way. And here's a sicko positive spin on that game.
Oh, yeah.
Padres had to use their closer, which means he probably can't pitch in game two.
Oh, there you go.
Dude, I needed Schwarber to walk there to get Robert Suarez versus Bryce Harper again.
Bedlam at the bank.
Why? What, so you could melt down after Bryce pops up to end the game with the bases loaded?
So how I currently view the Braves, we all know. Yeah, I'm all about like lower the pressure on Bryce right now.
Yeah,
let
you're
him ease.
Very actually like I've noticed you and Bryce. You're in a very very upsetting place with Bryce right now.
Well,
you're very quick. You got a short fuse.
Well, in what way?
Now he's like, hold on.
I don't want to mischaracterize here.
No. See, this is actually evidence of it.
What's the evidence?
You are very sensitive about Bryce right now.
Well, yeah.
Very sensitive.
100%. It's a very sensitive time about Bryce right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very sensitive.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were saying? Or were you saying anything?
I don't know. Oh, Seth Johnson was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to break down Seth Johnson tape on this show right now?
You've said that before. That's the second time I think you've said something about Seth Johnson. 215-592-9494. If you are on your way out of the game, or if you're on your way into the game, or if neither, you just want to talk to us, we are here. I do want to talk about Mick Abel because this has been, this is his third straight bad start or fourth straight bad start.
Yeah.
He had the
really this, since his first one was good. I think
no, he had two.
He had two of them. Okay.
So he had the first one that was dominant. The
against
second
Paul
one,
Skeens. That was a Paul Skeens game, right?
Yeah. And then the second one, he went five innings and he wasn't quite as good, but I don't think he allowed a run.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he had the four home run game and then the three home run game.
Yeah.
And then I don't think there was another start between those games and this
game. Yeah, because he missed the start.
Well, so he went. It went the Cubs game where he got the three home runs. He had the five innings in Miami that were just okay.
Oh,
but he
right.
kind of grinded his way through it.
Yeah.
And then he got, I think that's, and then he got blasted by the Mets.
Yeah.
And then he had the week and a half off, right?
No, I think the blasted against, I think.
The Mets was his last start.
Okay. All right. Yeah. He got blasted by them. Yeah. So I guess what are you seeing from Mick Abel that has gone now? We have to throw. You almost have to throw the first. I'm taking the success out of it because we have seen pitchers come up are successful for a start or two, like Tyler Phillips last year.
I know.
So is there anything you are seeing in now? He was wild today. He couldn't throw strikes today.
Yeah.
But like otherwise, he just seems like he has lost whatever rhythm or way he has.
Well, I think he's definitely dealing with a bit of a confidence step back right now. You know, the minor leagues, like his whole thing this year is being a silent assassin, and I think right now his confidence is shaken. But a couple things I see. One, he's not going to be able to consistently get lefties out right now. I think when he gets lefties out, it's by mistake because I don't think he has a good enough changeup yet. Like, if you're a lefty, you keep throwing the curveball over and over again. You expect them to catch up to one and launch it. Fastball is a good pitch. Like, I think overall, his fastball is a good pitch. But the reason why it's getting blasted right now is because the other pitches aren't good enough.
Okay.
So, like, the changeup isn't good enough yet to trick hitters. So, I think if you're going up there as a hitter facing Mick Abel right now, all you're saying is, like, I'm gonna spit on the other pitches. I'm gonna not swing at a curveball, not swing at a slider.
And
not
just
swing
wait
at,
for a fastball.
And just wait for a fastball.
And his fastball is 95, 96,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you can get up to 97.
Okay.
I think if he had the other pitches, it's a really good pitch. But at the major league level, you know, there's a book out on him right now.
Yeah.
The first two starts, it was like, okay, this is something. But as always, the league is adjusted to him. And he has to adjust back.
So then not from a Phillies perspective, from a Mick Abel perspective, because I know it's not like the Phillies have another starter sitting there waiting to pitch, right? Until Nola comes back in the middle of August. So, but like I start to wonder for Mick Abel's well-being, is it better to send him down, let him cook for a little while in the minor leagues, work on the things he needs to work on, because that he's not going to get another pitch in the middle of a Major League Baseball season with 4 days off in between starts.
No, I mean, and
especially when he's getting blasted every other game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And his confidence is clearly shaken. I mean, this is where eventually the Painter conversation starts happening. And Painter's probably not going to pitch until after the All-Star break again. But they've been lined up on their start days. So, like, when Mick Abel pitches in the major leagues, Painter's been pitching in the minor leagues. So it would be a pretty easy swap if they did want to go that way. But also, do you want to bring Painter up just as an emergency spot, or do you want to make sure he's ready?
I want to make sure he's ready. Like, for me, when Andrew Painter comes up, I want Andrew Painter to be up.
Yeah.
I don't want Andrew Painter to be up for one start while we're trying to, patch together the rotation until Nola comes back. And it just looks like, and I'm not watching Andrew Painter. I'm just looking at the stats. Mm-hmm. It just looks like he's not there yet.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather let Mick Abel get cooked again three more times than bring up Painter before he's ready. Personally, that's where I am.
Yeah, you certainly don't need Painter coming up here and going through what Mick Abel is going through right now.
Sure, yeah.
So, and I got to be honest with you, without any sort of indicators there, I haven't given up on Painter. He comes up here and you use him in the bullpen somewhere.
Well, that's Gillio started selling me on that. Well,
yeah.
If Nola is back, I think it's a conversation. Or if Abel is pitching well, it's a conversation. Otherwise, you still need a starter, and it's fine. But I like the bullpen thing better than I like the sixth starter. Yeah.
And I'm thinking really a lot, Fritzy, about postseason play. Because here's the thing. You're really only going to use three, right? You're going Wheeler, some combination of Lizardo.
Maybe a fourth, but
well,
probably
Suarez and Sanchez. Like, those are your top four pitchers
and
right
in
there.
And in the NLDS, there's a scheduling thing, so they have an extra day off in there. And you're only probably going to need three starters.
See?
Yeah.
So
that's
where you could put Lizardo in the pen.
Yeah.
You know, if Suarez and Chris Sanchez continue to pitch the way they are.
So we don't do... Well, I was about to ask, do we or would we feel disappointed if you don't get Painter up here this year?
Well, if
like, I feel like we've been waiting on him since spring training.
I have one purpose for this year: win a World Series. So, like, if they don't feel like Andrew Painter is ready to be in a pennant race, you know, contributing to a team that is going to win a World Series, then what's the point?
It would be disappointing, though.
I know. I've been looking forward to it all. Summer.
Well, like, I agree with you. Like the goal, if he's not good enough, he's not good enough. Right. I'm saying it would be disappointing from his
evolution.
Yeah. Because he's been viewed as one of the best pitching prospects in baseball.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we've been hearing about it.
And speaking of pitching, we'll get to your calls, 215-592-9494 in a second. Speaking of pitching, Jack pitches against Joe DiCamera next Wednesday.
We're jumping right into this.
Well, sorry. It's just like I heard on Joe and the Drifters this morning that that they had more to say and that Joe wants it to count if it's an error, if he gets on base against you, and the way the rules are going to go. Well, here is my issue, is that because everyone around the station knows that, A, Joe is frail, is physically incapable of doing these, like, close together, like, this has all been done, the way that these have been designed are to keep Joe in the competition.
Just like Beat the Hammer.
Yes. Well, exactly like Beat the Hammer. Like, exactly. The one compliment I'll give Seltzer is that he somehow is able to come up with a new Beat the Hammer every single week of a topic that Joe actually knows. So that's the first thing. But the golf, the reason we did match play is to keep Joe DiCamera in it. Like, that, it gives him a better chance.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yep. The reason that we're doing this pitching thing where Joe can just stand there for 15 minutes and win this, and Jack cannot. Jack has to pitch every time. Is that this has to be fair, and the training wheels are off. So this whole it's going to count when I'm going to get on base. No, it's going to count because if I get on base from an error, that's not going. Joe's going to have to run to first base. If Jack's going to have to pitch like a regular pitcher, Joe's going to have to do everything that a regular hitter does. And if Chuckles and what's her name and Richie, if Chuckles, what's her name, and Richie want to spend all morning continually to drift off of this radio show, you have another thing coming. You have never in your life gone up against something like me. That's all I want to tell you.
Yeah, that's a little different.
It's just like, I'm different. I don't care. I will eviscerate you.
See, I care.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not a confrontation guy.
This is coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, I know.
And you got to get chesty.
Well, I know. Well, all that's right. What I feel like I'm being pushed into a corner to get chesty.
Get chesty.
I might have to start thinking it's like the top five. Or like you said yesterday, Fritz at six.
Fritz at six.
Yeah.
Fritz at six. Be confident.
I am confident.
So I just, they were talking a little bit this morning.
Well, that's all they do now.
They got one thing, I know.
And now the camera's tweeting out a photo of him at Plymouth White Marsh today, like looking at the field.
Oh, wow.
Like, what is that going to do? It's, dude, I want to.
I didn't see that.
I want to bean him so bad. It's not even funny. I just want to throw at his head.
You're just going there and dominate.
Don't
I know.
Throw at his head.
We'll go in, go in there and dominate.
A rib shot.
Well, you know, and he should be a little worried because you've been wild before and you are throwing very hard.
Yeah.
So
back in the 80s, as some are saying.
I just saw the picture.
Yeah. And he's trying to do this stupid reverse psychology thing where he's like, I understand why he's a heavy favorite. He's a college pitcher, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, we get it. All right. You won one event.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So.
God, this is awesome.
God, they're such losers. Yeah. Like, they're just such losers.
Joe
like,
and the Drifters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations. You've attached your name to Jack Fritz. Congratulations. You've attached your name to somebody that's more popular than all you put together. Congratulations. And now people are talking about the show. Standing ovation.
Boy, they stirred up a hornet's nest.
Standing ovation.
They don't know it.
No. Nope.
Well, they know it now.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Joe in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
What's up,
Joe? I enjoy you guys going back and forth about this competition. Yesterday, all that hype, you were trying to hype Jack up there or Spike, and
that's my guy right there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm listening to him.
Yeah.
Today's game, just three quick points I want to make. In the post game, Thompson was asked about why he didn't pinch hit for Rojas with Marsh in the seventh. Is he in the dugout? Is he awake in there? Because he tells him, he says, well, maybe if there was nobody on, right? He said nobody on. Maybe if there was somebody on, I would have been shit for him. He was fortunate that the wild pitch that Sosa was on third base, and it was the wild pitch that allowed him to score. And then I must have missed. Rojas struck out, and what did Turner get a hit after that? Because I missed his at bat. I know Schwarber made the last out of the inning, but like I said there. He did have a runner on base there, and if it's not for the wild pitch, and well, turned out Turner, I think, got a hit. Then, you know, he should have pinch hit for him.
Well, who did you want to pinch hit for Rojas at that spot?
Marsh has to come up then because he wound up doing that the bat came around.
Then it was Marsh.
Marsh did bat for him and hit a. A line drive. It was the last inning.
Yeah.
And then his base running. You know, I said, you can't get thrown out there.
Well, he got lucky.
Because
the crazy thing was there, Joe, he's not even the tying run. Like, Trey Turner's got to get home anyway. So him going for third in that spot was, he got lucky. He just got lucky.
Yeah. Who did that early? Did somebody do that earlier this year? Was it Rojas?
It was Rojas.
Yeah.
And he was lucky, too. He actually got through, too. Yeah, it was dumb.
If he knows he can make third base, all right? Turner got the second because of the runner indifference. If he and that's what Thompson said in the post game. He says he knew that he figured that the center fielder, Merrill, was going to throw the ball to second base. This is what Marsh was saying. And when Merrill does come to third, Turner should have been going to second. Well, he should have been on there then. He got there because of the runner indifference. Because a base hit now scores two of those runs. So I could see why Marsh was going to third if he knows he's going to make it. You can't get thrown out at there.
Yeah, but there's no way he knew he was going to make it. He should have been out.
Yeah.
He should have been out.
He should have been out. He got lucky that his leg was up in the air.
He beat the play.
No. Machado missed the tag.
Well, yeah, because
no,
but he
no, 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 Joe,
yeah,
Joe,
he missed
Joe,
the tag.
Joe.
He tagged. You do realize they called him out initially, right?
Yeah.
Well, has the umpires blown calls before?
No, they have. But I'm saying,
he beat it.
Yes, he did not beat
they
that.
They blew that call. It's about Nick Abel.
Right,
I didn't want Nick
Abel. No, we all thought he was out too, looking at it.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah, until we saw that one.
Until
shot,
we saw the replay,
saw,
yes.
He didn't get the He didn't get the back leg. Nick Abel, when they brought him up, I didn't want him brought up. I thought that was a move of panic. He hadn't pitched. He's only pitched one game in his whole minor league career, and which he went seven innings. And when he missed that turn because of the rain,
yeah,
that was a perfect time to put him in the bullpen. And that's what they should do now. Put him in the bullpen. Let Walker go. If you're going to keep him up here, put him in the bullpen. Let him pitch that. You're my seventh inning guy. Let him come in for there. Put Walker back to start. Followed up by Ross if Walker goes out early. And, you know, everybody wants this Painter. Painter, I watched a lot of him. Abel is more developed than what Painter is. And, you know, he's not dominating. Last time out, 4 1/3 innings, they got 5 hits off him. Yeah, he struck out 5. He gave up 2 runs. And he gave up previous.
He's not ready. Affairs. He's not ready. Yeah, he's just not ready. He's not ready.
No. It wouldn't be probably. He's got at least another 4 to 6 weeks to get some more. Now that they're shutting them down, yeah, he might as well think about him for next year. You know, because they're hitting him. He gave up a home run down there earlier to Joey Meniscus. You remember that guy? He used to play for the Washington Nationals.
Is that his real name?
No, it's Joey Meniscus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Joey Meniscus, right?
Okay.
Yeah. He gave up a home run to him, and they've been hitting him around. And his early starts, just like Abel did today, he came in, he walked 3 guys in one inning. And then he got out of it, got in the third out, not giving up a run. But he's got a long way to go. So, you know, everybody keeps talking about Painter. Let's talk about getting somebody for that bullpen.
All right. All right, Joe, you're a true baseballman. Thank you for calling, buddy. What do you think about his claim that Mick Abel is further along than Painter is?
Well, I think, it's tough to say that because of what happened today. I think that...
This is major league pitching.
Yeah, I know. Mickey Abel was, I think, closer to being ready right now than Painter was. The problem with Painter is I don't think the fastball's come back since post-Tommy John. Like, the velocity's there, but the movement's not on it. And it's like a very flat pitch right now. So that's getting blasted currently.
So maybe he won't be up after the All-Star break.
Maybe not.
What is that noise?
Makes me nervous. You know, Mr. Untradeable makes me nervous.
Yeah, he'll get there.
How'd you think Bryce looked at the plate today?
Listen, not great, but he did almost hit that ball home run.
It was 40 feet. It was, Jack, it was 40 feet from the foul pole.
Opposite way?
Yeah, okay.
Come on, man. Doesn't look like he's laboring out there, but Bryce Harper not in the lineup for game 2.
Good.
Awesome.
Good. Well, no, I felt like they should only play him one of these 2 games. You just got to be smart with him.
Either he's ready to roll or he's not.
No,
he's
I disagree.
2 games back.
I disagree.
He has to sit out another game.
This is
not good moving forward.
He's got to get his legs under him.
No, I disagree with you. I would have planned to only play him in one of these
3
games.
3 weeks.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to play him 2 games in one day.
I know.
If
it's stressful.
Okay.
it's stressful.
Oh, that's right. You were baseball injuries.
Just saying, man.
If it's an overuse thing and it's a thing, like, we don't need him.
Right.
I just don't need
him.
What's
he going to do, put him back on IL for another week?
Well, no. All I'm saying is 2 games in one day. If I want to make sure he's here in October, I'm being smart with him. That's what I'm doing. 215-592-9494. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top 5 of 5 next?
Current rankings of the enemies of the afternoon show.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Current rankings of the
afternoon
show.
Yeah.
That was almost good. That was good.
Yeah. All right. That's coming up next. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.